schedule. Realistically, I don't see a loss. I just don't see a loss on this schedule. I think this Calvert team could somehow be better than last year's state champions that, by the way, went 29-0, only lost five sets the entire year. Five sets.
Not matches. Sets.
Sets, as in individual sets within the game, within the match itself. They only lost five times. So I would take it a step further and say that I think they could one up that number. I'm kind of speechless just looking at the team.
Which is mind-blowing to have high expectations to that magnitude.
To the magnitude of you could legitimately look at this regular season and say, okay, they probably won't lose more than three sets, if that. I mean, you have first-team All-State Emma White. You have second-team All-State Hannah Miller. You have second-team SBC River Carolyn Lanacek. You have Kate Rombach coming back as she missed 29 total sets last year with injuries. But even missing those sets, 87 kills, 13 aces, 163 digs. You just look down this whole roster and it's, you know, how do you beat Tiffin Calvert volleyball? Probably with a stick while they're asleep. That may be your best chance. This team is just next level good, and you talk about expectations, you talk about high-level expectations for this team. The reality is the floor for this team is the state title game. That's the floor for this team. That's unheard of. The ceiling is probably a true, straight, undefeated season, not losing sets, not doing anything like that. I mean, that's...
We're going to have to look and see when or if that has ever been done.
Yeah, honestly, we're going to have to, because this Calvert team is that talented. That's not a dig against New Regal
or anyone they play.
It's looking at
the fact that they've won two out of the last three state titles. The time they didn't, they lost to the team that did.
Look, the Lakers have LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook. I'm not going to hold it against anybody if they lose to them. It's not a knock on them. This Calvert team,
except the Nets,
trash organization, trash team. You know what's not trash?
You're welcome for setting you up for that.
Yes, thank you. This Calvert team though is next level. I am so excited to be getting this season started. I genuinely think another state title is in the cards.
With that, we'll step aside for a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and first serve here from Tiffin Calvert High School. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI.
1839. And everything they do, their goal is simple: to give customers exceptional products that provide superior results they can depend on every time. This philosophy holds true in their line of Schaefer's Crop Enhancement products. Each and every Schaefer's product has been field tested and shown to provide significant benefits to the farmer. Give Gary Borowitz a call today at 419-262-8798 and put Schaefer Crop Enhancement to work for you.
The home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Why do you need the highest quality automotive parts like Crown batteries, Castrol lubricants, Anco wiper blades, and Wagner sealed beams and bulbs? Because when you really need your vehicle, you can rely on these quality parts to get you through. Since 1945, Ohio Automotive Supply Company has been the place to turn for the best automotive parts and personal service. Stop in today at Ohio Automotive Supply Company, 525 West Main Cross Street in Findlay.
Are you thinking about new flooring for your home? Snyder's Floor Covering Outlet in Bettsville is here for you. You can either come to our store or they can bring the samples to you. With many new carpet and vinyl styles and colors in stock, Snyder's also offers 12-month financing and no charge measuring and estimates. Call today, 986-5599. That's 986-5599. Stop in and see our newly renovated showroom. Thank you for continuing to support Snyder's Floor Covering. Snyder's Floor Covering. No job too big or too small. Snyder's does it all.
Need new tires or tire service? Then Wilson Tire Company has you covered. Offering 15 brands of tires and providing 24-hour roadside assistance, Wilson Tire Company can get the job done. In business for over half a century, Wilson Tire Company has three convenient locations: Tiffin, Upper Sandusky, and Kenton. Wilson Tire Company offers mobile services, especially for commercial and farm applications. Check them out on the web for contact information or simply set an appointment from the comfort of your couch. Wilson Tire Company, a trusted partner for all your tire needs.
Don't sit on the sidelines and let life pass you by. Take control of your health with the help of Grit Personalized Fitness and Training for all ages. Whether it's hiking, riding a bike, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids, Mitch Gardner and the fitness experts at Grit can help you strengthen your quality of life and wellness. Get toned, get fit, get healthy, and get your life back at Grit Personalized Fitness and Training, located in Body Works behind Ace Hardware on Market Street in Tiffin. Get Grit.
Think you can't qualify for a car loan because of your past credit, bankruptcy, divorce, even repossessions and charge-offs? Well, think again and turn the corner to Warner. Warner Buick GMC can help you find the money you need for a car. Call 419-429-6157. That's 419-429-6157. Or apply online at warnerbuickgmc.com. Let Warner help you get a car today. For price, selection, and service, Warner won't be beat.
Pre-match zone here on Classic Hits 96.7 WBBI Online through WBBI.com. Brought to you today by MJ Brown Construction, a trusted family company specializing in all your roofing and construction needs. The Tiffin Calvert Seneca is hosting the Newville Blue Jackets here. Regular season volleyball action. Classic Hits 96.7 WBBI Online through WBBI.com. Lance Morris and Matt Cotman here with you today as the teams are currently being introduced right now. The Newville Blue Jackets currently being introduced here is getting ready for in the first match of the season for the defending Division IV state champion Tiffin Calvert Seneca. While this will be the third match thus far for the Newville Blue Jackets, 2-0 on the season with wins over Margaretta and Clyde over the weekend in a tri meet. And Matt, we were talking a little bit as we were getting started with our pre-match show, and we can't really under or really overstate just how good this Calvert team was in 2020, going 29-0, losing just five sets all season long. One was to St. Ursula, who a Division I team, b a team that is a traditional power in high school volleyball. They lost one set to Columbian, down the road rival, Division II team in terms of volleyball, very good team last year in their own right. Port Recovery in the regional semis, and in my opinion, they played them just a slight round too early, and it, nothing else. They got one set out of them in that one. And the other one was to New Bremen in the state title match itself, and we know how that ultimately ended up.
Yeah. I mean, look, we're usually people that like to hype things up a good bit and get excited about stuff. We're talking about a near unprecedented level of dominance from this Tiffin Calvert squad last year, and the overwhelming majority, all but one of the starters from that squad are back. All the role players are back. And to top it off, you've just added that depth. You've added that experience of making another state title run last year. It's not even a debate. I literally have been trying all day to come up with a way to talk about this team without making it sound like we're just hyping them up through the ceiling here. But the fact is, this is the best team in the state of Ohio. I would honestly put this Calvert team round for round against anyone in the state, and I would put my money on this Calvert team. They're that talented, that much quality players on this roster, and yeah, once again, I'll stand by my statement. They lost five sets all of last season. I would think that's probably their floor this year, is just losing five sets throughout the year on their way to another state title. This is just the first step along the way for them. We're super amped up to be the exclusive broadcast partners of Tiffin Calvert volleyball this year, and I'll just go ahead and say it. New Regal's a very good team. New Regal's about to be 2-1 on the season. I would be floored if any outcome happens otherwise.
And it is worth noting that I actually did forget in my statement before, New Regal actually did take a set from them a year ago, so just something to keep in mind.
Yes, they did. That's what I'm saying. This is a good, New Regal's a very good team as well. I'm not dismissing New Regal as a team by any means either. It's just You're playing Jordan, Kobe, Shaq, LeBron, and Russell Westbrook out there with this Calvert squad. I mean, my goodness, we were talking about the roster before we got things started. Carolyn Lanacek was a freshman last year who was one of the key players in the postseason, but was just kind of, you know, she was good, kind of competitive, but just turned it on out of nowhere in the postseason. In reality, was responsible for two of those three sets in the state title game, closing it out. So, I mean, even the player that's the sophomore, middle of the pack for this team, is probably one of the best in the state.
It'll be the first team All-State performer, Emma White, setting things up to start this one off for Tiffin Calvert. Mangione will dig that one out for the Senecas. They set up Miller far side, able to put that one right down in the middle for the first points of this season for Tiffin Calvert.
And no surprise, it was Hannah Miller, the first one to put points on the board for Calvert. And it's worth noting, last year she really only liked to attack from her dominant side. Love to see if she can attack from the weak side as well this year.
White continues serving for Tiffin Calvert, and just a return error will go down as another Calvert point. They quickly take the 2-0 lead.
And this is a little bit of big game jitters, big crowd, good turnout here. Very warm in this gym as well, worth mentioning.
I think you need to go a couple adjectives higher than warm as White continues to serve for Calvert. Mangiola will dig that one out. White sets it up far side for Miller. Taps it backside. That's going to be saved by Nurigal as that'll be sent over and saved at the net. Right back over to Nurigal. Joust at the net. Now it's going to be dug out by White. Mangiola setting up Miller backside. Now it's going to be just too far on the back line. First points today for Nurigal.
And Miller, good placement on that one. I really liked the placement, just a little too much on that one. Something that we saw during the postseason last year with Miller. She gets into moments where she just puts a little too much oomph behind it, but still good placement.
Ashlyn Bullion, the freshman, comes in to serve for Nurigal, as that will go off the back line, and that will be out of play on the hit by Calvert. So that'll tie this one up at twos.
I'm a little surprised. I thought they got the hit against one of the new Regal players. I thought hit against the net. But okay.
Ashlyn Bullion, one of two Bullions on the side for Nurigal, will attempt to send that one over, but that will go into the net for the service error point to Calvert.
Well, that solved that problem. It does look like we have our first substitution as well.
Kate Laney checking in for Calvert.
Yeah, that.
Sent over by Calvert. Joust at the net, landing almost on the Nurigal side, but then the top part of the gym ends up sending it back over to the Nurigal side. Nothing they can do about that one. Point back over to Calvert.
And this is something that works in Calvert's favor, is they actually do have bit of home court advantage. This is a pretty low gym when you really get some oomph behind the ball on a dig or a set.
Miller's serve just goes over the net, but set up near side and sent over by Bullion, as that one will drop in favor of Nurigal. Score now 4-3, still in advantage of Calvert.
Another good hit checking into the game is Sydney Holman for Nurigal, who is actually, I was reading your note wrong. Thought I said that she was with Clyde last year.
As Mackenzie Kamena sent that one over for Nurigal, that'll fall on the Calvert side. That'll tie this one up at 4-4 here in set number one. And set number one is brought to you by Grit. Grit will help you find the strength and courage to become the best version of you. As that one is going to be sent over by Nurigal, but slamming it down on the far side will be Cameron Shook, as that one will give Calvert the one-point advantage.
Cameron Shook really good in the terms of those kills. 144 of them last year to get honorable mention. SBC River.
5-4 your score here in set number one. Calvert on top by one. It'll be Cameron Shook now going back to serve for Tiffin Calvert. That one will be dug out by Nurigal, sent over far side by Dryfuse. Calvert sets it up near side. Laney blocked at the net, back over to the Calvert side. White setting up down the middle for Lanacek, and that one will fall in favor of Tiffin Calvert, as that one was attempted to be dug out by Kylie Stollard and unable to do anything with that. Two-point advantage for Calvert.
And Lanacek is just such a cheat code right there against the net.
And Shook serve will just not quite get over the net, falling back on their side. Point over to Nurigal, 6-5. Currently your score here in set one.
And I'll tell you right now, early stages, Calvert's still looking really good, but you can tell a little bit of it being the first game for them, first live game action of the year.
The Dryfuse is now serving for Nurigal, as that one sent over by Laney at the net. Near side block saved by Lanacek, dropping that on the Nurigal side for the Calvert point. Now a two-point advantage for the Senecas again.
Yeah, she did that quite a few times during the postseason last year, getting the block and then just put it right back down in the no man's land there for the other team. Nicely done by Lanacek.
As Kate Rombach now goes back to serve for Calvert with the two-point advantage here in the first set. And make that a three-point advantage, as that will go down as the first ace of the season for Kate Rombach.
And probably first of many for Kate Rombach. I mean,
considering she had 13 last year in limited time?
Yeah.
I'd say so. 8-5, your score here in set one. Rombach continuing to serve for Calvert. Bouillon tries to send it over on the far side, but can't get that one over the net. Point again to Calvert. Now a four-point advantage for the Senecas.
I mean, let's just address that for Kate Rombach. 29 total sets missed, 87 kills, 13 aces, 163 digs. She's just a stud out there.
Continuing to serve for Calvert as that one is saved by Miller. Laney somehow able to send that one over on the far side. Neuwirl sets it up down the middle, blocked at the net by Lanacek. Still on the Neuwirl side, blocked again at the net. And this time will finally land on the Neuwirl side for the Calvert point as they now double up Neuwirl 10-5. And Neuwirl will call their first timeout of the match. We'll go ahead, take a quick step aside as well. Calvert on top by 5 here in set number 1. You're listening to Tiffin Calvert Volleyball on Classic Hits 96.7 WBVI.
Seneca Millwork Incorporated is a family-owned business that has been manufacturing premium hardwood products in Fostoria since 1873. They specialize in industrial architectural molding that can be finished on-site or pre-finished in their plant. Another quality product of Seneca Millwork Incorporated is their hardwood transitions currently being used in the flooring industry worldwide. Signature craftsmanship, service excellence. Seneca Millwork Incorporated wishes good luck to all the area teams this season.
It's the only sport where kills are allowed and encouraged. It's volleyball, Seneca style. And now more Tiffin Calvert volleyball action on Classic Hits 96.7.
10-5 here in set number 1 is your score. Calvert on top by 5. You're listening to Tiffin Calvert volleyball on Classic Hits 96.7 WBVI. As Kate Rombach will be unable to get that serve over the net for the error. That point will go to Neuwirl. Score now 10-6.
Let them have one here and there, I suppose.
Don't think that's quite the attitude anyone on either team has, but yeah, we'll go with that. As that one will be sent into the net by Aubrey Bouillon, so that one will go down as another error. Gives the point and the ball back over to the Calverts. Excuse me, to the Tiffin Calvert Senecas, as I trip over my words.
Give it to the Calverts?
I mean, not the worst thing that I could have said there.
I'll say, wait, week one for volleyball. It's week one. It's okay.
Back over on the Neuwirl side as Heminger will dig that one out for Calvert. Set up far side by Miller. Bouillon somehow able to save it and sent back over, but Lanacek blocks it with the left hand at the net. Point goes to Calvert. 12-6, they lead in the first set.
You know, I just got to ask, just offhand, does anyone know if Caitlin Lanacek plays basketball for Calvert as well?
I think she does.
I was saying, because she's got like Dikembe Mutombo level timing.
That one just misses, falling in on the back line on the serve from Mangiola. At that point, we'll go over to Neuwirl. 12-7 is your score. Calvert on top of Neuwirl here in set one on the Roper Corporation scoreboard, celebrating over 60 years as a leading manufacturer in the commercial flooring industry. As Cindy Holman will send that one over for Neuwirl. Near side, set up for Lanacek, and that'll be yet another kill for the sophomore. Now 13-7, Calvert on top.
And you really got to look at it this way. You've had two into the net and one that was too far out. The reality is this is a 13-4 match right now in favor of Calvert.
Jay Heminger now going back to serve for Calvert with the 6-point lead here in the first set. Be dug up by Nye. They set it up near side, blocked at the net. That one will be shook on the block along with Miller on the far side. Another point to Calvert.
Shook, definitely snook up there to get the block.
Are you proud of that?
I am, because I heard you trip up on it, but it was such a good one I wanted to use it.
Heminger sends that one over for Calvert, but a double hit on Neuwirl will give it that point already to Calvert. Now 15-7, the Senecas on top here in the opening set.
Courtesy of the student section here at Tiffin Calvert, you cannot do that.
Sometimes you don't even try. As that one will be an ace from Heminger as it's somehow able to fall right in the middle of the Neuwirl defense as JoJo Nye was the closest to it and unable to take it out. Another point to Calvert.
Wait, which ones sometimes don't even try?
Heminger sends that one over. Nye will dig that one out. They set it up near side. Back over now to Calvert. They set it up for Miller on the far side. Blocked at the net but goes out of bounds on the New Rugal side. As you know, now they will say it will be a New Rugal point.
Oh,
they took a minute to decide that one.
As Coach Rombach wanted some clarification there. I don't blame her. That was an interesting call there.
JoJo Nye now back to serve for Nurgle. As Calvert sets it up far side for Shook. Back over now. Nurgle sends it for the free ball to Calvert. Lex sets it up far side for Miller. Miller slams it down onto the far sideline for the Calvert point. Now a 17-8 lead for Calvert.
You know, there's just few things in this world I'd be more scared of getting in front of. One of them is a Hannah Miller spike. Just my goodness, she hits it with such authority.
Emma White now back to serve for Calvert with a 9-point advantage here in the first set. As Dreyfus sends that one over, but her attack will go out of bounds. Another point to Calvert. They now lead by 10 here in the first set, 18-8.
And the aggressive play, the poise at the net are very important parts, but really with Calvert, it's the discipline throughout the entire floor that really sets them apart.
And White continuing to serve for Calvert. Back over to Calvert after this serve. They set up Miller far side. Saved by Nurgle. They go backside for the attack. Mangiola will dig it out for Calvert. White near side. Rombach sends it over. And I will dig it out. Set it up near side for Kemba. And back over now to Calvert. Miller far side attack comes up shy. That one goes into the net for the Nurgle point.
And just got that. That one just got a little bit away from Miller on that one. She was trying to hit. You could tell that she didn't time it just right. Still a good hit. Like the discipline. Like them trying to get a play out of that one. Just was not timed correctly.
Ashlyn Bullion now back to serve once again for Nurgle. They set it up far side for Shook. Defended well by Nurgle. They tap it over that time. White will dig that one out. Heminger setting it up near side for Rombach. Back, blocked to the net, back over to Calvert. Miller tries to spike it over. Able to defend it once again. They set it up again for Rombach on the near side. This time, able to get that one to fall in bounds off of a deflection from Nurgle. Another point to Calvert, 19-9. They lead here in set number one. As set number one, again, brought to you by Grit. It will help you find the strength and courage you need to become the best version of you, located behind Ace Hardware and Body Works 24-Hour Fitness of Tiffin. A 10-point lead for Calvert right now in set number one. 19-9, Calvert on top of Nurgle in their first match of the season for Calvert, as they look like they have a little bit of a wet spot they at least maybe wanted to prepare for. They didn't clean up anything, but do have a towel available on the near side.
That's close enough.
Close enough. Hannah Miller now serving for Calvert. They set it up near side for Bullion, saved by Heminger. White will send that one over on her own. Back now over to Nurgle, sent over. They set up down the middle. Tried to send it over, was able to hit it off of the deflection, but unable to pass that to any of her teammates on a good line. So that one will fall in favor of Nurgle now, 19-10 your score.
And for that one, you can see for Calvert, they're talking to each other, Emma White as well as Cameron Chook. A little bit of miscommunication there at the net.
Sent over now by Nurgle. Kate Rombach able to paint the back line for the Calvert point. Again, now leading by 10, 20-10 in set number one.
There's no miscommunication there. My goodness. Just picking up right where they left off. And I was going to say, one of the things I've really been impressed with so far in that postseason, feel free to correct me if I mention otherwise, it seemed like middle of the court was always a bit of a struggle for Calvert. They've really locked that down so far in this first set.
Cameron Shook back to serve, and that will fall as an ace on the double hit against Nurgle, and that will cause them to take their second timeout of this opening set. We'll keep it here this time on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI. Online again through WBVI.com as we're nearing the end of set one. 21-10 is your score here in this, again, first match of the season. Defending Division IV state champion Tiffin Calvert. Seneca's Lance Morse, Matt Cotman here with you once again. And Matt, I would dare to say this is pretty much exactly how we thought this was going to go so far.
I'm going to say my here's the thing line where I usually get...
Here's the thing.
There we go. Now I feel better. simple facts are, you look at this whole first set, there have been four that Calvert has put into the net. You had an error on one of the serves. The reality is, if Calvert does those correctly, they've only gotten 2 points back from New Regal on, like, errant serves, things of that nature, stuff going into the net. Reality is, it's actually 19-5 right now, just off of taking service errors out of it. So, yeah, this is exactly what I was expecting from Calvert. They are this dominant. It's no surprise. They're up by double digits already.
And when Jook to continue serving for Calvert, Bouillon ends up sending it over for Newmagor as White will dig it out for Calvert. They set it up near side for Laney. And it will be a new wriggle point as it hits off of the antenna to give the point to the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that one as I saw the antenna wobble as that ball went past.
That's one thing that's pretty clear, unless it somehow just barely grazes it. Usually when it's hit, you can tell.
Yeah, it's pretty evident.
Heminger will dig that one out for Calvert. They set it up for Rombach on the near side. New wriggle able to defend it, sending it back over. Now back over on the new wriggle side. They set it up far side for Holman. White will dig it out for Calvert. Heminger setting up backside. Rombach taps it over, somehow gets it over the net, but then unable to be saved on the block near the net by Alanicek, giving the point to Neuvergel.
Yeah, Alanicek definitely misjudged that one as she went up. She thought it was still a little bit higher on the net, or at least more centered on the net when she tried to tap it. It was already well past her line.
Katie Dreyfus continuing to serve for Neuvergel. Calvert setting it up near side for Rombach. Her attack will go just a tad long, but will be touched by one of the Neuvergel players, and that will give the point to Calvert.
It's so hard to tell sometimes. I mean, first week for us, I get that, but still.
22-12 is your score. Calvert on top here in the opening set. They set it up far side for Bouillon, sent over and saved by Rombach. They set it up for Laney on the far side, and Laney will get that one down for a kill as that adds on to the Calvert lead now 23-12 in the first set.
And Calvert dangerously close to doubling up New Regal once again. And we'll see if it can happen here.
Kate Rombach now to serve again for Calvert. They set it up near side, blocked at the net, back over to Neuvergel. Unable to save that one is Aubrey Bouillon, as that will fall in favor of Calvert, as Calvert 1 point away from taking the first set.
And once again, just Calvert's play at the net is one of the things that sets them apart. They're just incredible.
Rombach serves again for Calvert, saved by Bouillon, and ends up hitting the antenna on the near side for the Calvert point. They'll take set number one by a score of 25-12. With that, we'll step aside for a quick timeout. When we come back, start of the second set here from Tiffin Calvert. Listening to High School Volleyball and Classic, it's 96.7 WBVI.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local, independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Visit or call Financial Design in New Regal at 419-595-2652.
MJ Brown Construction Company is looking for highly motivated individuals to join their team. If you love working outdoors with a variety of different projects, then the MJ Brown Construction Company is the place for you. While working for the MJ Brown Construction Company, you'll learn skills that will last a lifetime. Call 419-447-5864 to schedule your interview and start your journey on a new career path today. MJ Brown Construction, a trusted company in business since 1939.
Roto-Rooter is always the first name you think of when you have problems with your sewer system or any other household drains. Tim Munger and Roto-Rooter will thoroughly clean your sewer system, sink, shower drains, and toilets. The Mungers have been serving the Fostoria and Seneca County area for over 60 years. Give Tim Munger a call at 419-435-3360. That's 419-435-3360 for all of your drain cleaning needs. And away go troubles down the drain.
Looking for a job? The Roby Corporation has several positions available. Seneca Millwork is looking for full and part-time general labor, starting at $16.26 an hour. Roby is also looking for general labor, seasonal summer help, customer service, building and grounds crew, and a local shuttle driver. They are also looking for OTR truck drivers. To apply, go to Roby.com and find career opportunities under the company tab. And for Seneca Millwork, go to SenecaMillwork.com. Come work for one of Northwest Ohio's best companies, privately held and family driven.
About 30 seconds away from starting set number two here at Tiffin Calvert High School. Your site for today's high school volleyball action. The Tiffin Calvert Senecas hosting their first match of the season, taking on also SBC River foe New Regal here today. Calvert able to prevail in set number one by a score of 25-12 as we're just about ready here for set two. Lance Morris, Matt Common here with you today and getting ready for set number two. New Regal will start off to serve this time around, and it'll be JoJo Nye to serve for the Blue Jackets.
Hey, can we just talk about how easy Calvert made it look there against New Regal, who arguably is probably the second best team in the SBC?
That one will go just too far from Nye on this serve, so that'll fall as an error. First point of set number two goes to Calvert.
And JoJo Nye, one of the seniors on this team for New Regal, definitely puts a lot of oomph on her serves.
Same thing can be said for Emma White as her serve will go just a tad too far on the back corner as well. So two service errors to start off set number two, each team with a point.
Well, that's one way to start it, I suppose.
It's going to be Ashlyn Bouillon back to serve now for New Regal. That one will be dug out by Mangiola. White setting it up near side. Chook will send that one over with the easy kill for her, adding on to the Calvert score now 2-1.
A really nice job there, great placement, and set up Chook very nicely for her dominant side. just classic, just textbook stuff here from Calvert already.
Hannah Miller now to serve for Calvert with the 2-1 advantage here in set number two, as it'll be Aubrey Bouillon sending that one over. That one will be a New Regal point as that'll tie it up at twos.
Did not seem completely ready for that one. As worth noting, looking down on the bench, Lanchek's actually on the bench. She actually is wearing a brace on her left hand right now.
Now over to the Calvert side after this serve. Another hard hit from Cameron Shook. That will fall in another Calvert point. Now 3-2. They lead as Lanchek, just as you say that, does check back in.
Okay, well then there we go.
Might have just hit something wrong and maybe twisted her wrist a little bit.
Good possibility there.
And Shook will send it that one into the net for the service error. That will give the point over to New Regal, all tied up 3-3 here in set two.
And you know what? You watch this Calvert team. Historically, set number two has usually been one of their weaker sets, so no surprise seeing a bit of struggles here. Let's see if they can rebound quickly.
Maybe Dracu's serving for New Regal, but not for too long as Rombach sends that one over, deflected off of New Regal, unable to be saved. Point over to Calvert. They take the 1-point lead in the second set.
Just solid defense at the net once again. There's really no other way of playing it. Just the defense at the net is incredible.
Kate Rombach now serving for Calvert. He blocked at the net by Lanichek. Can't get that block saved as that one hits the back corner near side as Miller unable to dig that one out. All tied up in the second set at fours.
We just mentioned during the start of the second set that New Regal probably the second best team in the SBC. They're looking the part right now. They're doing a good job.
Aubrey Bouillon now serving for the Blue Jackets to set up Lanichek, who's blocked at the net. Calvert able to save it, but unable to save it the second time around. As that one will fall on the Calvert side for the New Regal point. The Blue Jackets take the 1-point lead.
First lead of the entire match for New Regal.
Aubrey Bouillon continuing to serve now for New Regal. Rombach will dig that one out. White set up near side for Laney, but Laney can't quite get that one over the net. Also, good defense that time. Olivia Schalk at the net for New Regal. They now take a 2-point lead.
You know, I'll tell you what, it may seem a little crazy since it's 6-4. Might not be out of the realm of reason for a timeout here for Coach Rombach.
Heminger will dig that one out. They set it up down the middle for Miller. It's sent over. Bouillon trying to paint the back corner. Miller will save it. Near side, they set it up for Rombach. Diving save by Bouillon. Near side, joust at the net will fall on the New Regal side for the Calvert point. They now trail by one.
And Coach Rombach proving me wrong. It's just let them get settled down a little bit. They'll be fine.
Now, we didn't directly hear her say that. That is Matt guessing, but
I don't know. She usually likes to prove me wrong. She's mentioned that more than once when we've interviewed her.
Laura Mangiola now serving for Calvert as they trail by one here in the second set. And make that back up to two as that one is sent back over. Near side, that was Grace Goshi on the attack for New Regal. They now retake a 2-point advantage.
And for Calvert here, this is still getting into a little bit of a pattern. They've kind of been bending but not breaking this set. They don't want to let it break open. New Regal can go on a run pretty quickly.
Cindy Holman is serving for Nurigal, and Mangiola tried to save that one. Maybe miscommunication, lack of awareness that time, because that one probably would have went too far had she let that one go.
Well, I think for Mangiola, she was just trying to get out of the way. That did not look like she was trying to make a play on it, just was trying to get out of the way.
Nurigal now on top by three, but we will have something called on the floor, and that will give the point over to Calvert. Do you know what that signal is? Because I don't.
So usually that's the I got to stir my coffee a little bit more signal. Like maybe just a little bit.
Is that your way of saying you don't know either?
I have no clue. This is why we need to look these things up.
Regardless, it does give the ball and the point back over to Calvert for the serve as they set it up near side for Kemena as it's sent back over by Calvert. And it actually will hit the antenna on the far side as Calvert was trying to save that one. Gives the point over to Nurigal. Nurigal now with the three-point advantage, 9-6 here in the second set. And a reminder that set number two today brought to you by Reinicke Ford. Reinicke Ford in Fostoria. Get your key from Reinicke. As JoJo Nye now serving for Nurigal as White sends it over, but just a tad too strong on her own kill attempt as it goes out of bounds. Point will go to Nurigal. Now a four-point lead for the Blue Jackets.
And once again, probably not outrageous to consider a timeout here. Kind of let the girls regroup a bit.
Back digs that one out. They set it up far side for Shook, saved by Nurigal. They set it up near side for Kemena. Kemena will dig that one out for Calvert. They set it up far side for Miller. Miller slams it down, but accidentally free ball attempt goes back over. Now White sends it right back over to Nurigal. They set it up far side, but cannot convert. Will be Goshi on the far side attack. Point that time will fall to Calvert, trailing now by three here in set two.
That was a big point for Calvert. That was a huge point in this set. They've been having some miscommunication, a little bit of run around chicken with your head cut off style offense there and defense. Nice job to get something on the broken play and broken set.
White now serving for Tiffin Calvert. They set it up near side for Kemena as her attack won't quite go over. Will result in now four hits on the Nurigal side as Calvert trims the deficit down to two.
And again, that's big. If you can keep Nurigal from getting into some semblance of rhythm, that's going to help you out pretty effectively.
10-8 here, your score in set number two. Calvert trailing by two. They set it up far side for Goshi, but her attack much too strong. That will fall in favor of Calvert. Calvert now trailing by one in set number two.
I give credit to whoever in the student section started barking like a dog there right as that ball is about to go up. That was well timed.
White continuing to serve for Calvert. Accidental free ball slams down by Shook backside and unable to be dug out by Nurigal as that will be another point for Calvert. Just like that, all tied up at 10.
Absolutely phenomenal rally here from Calvert to get back into this one and tie it up.
Emma White continuing to serve for Calvert. Awkward dig that time, but they set it up far side for Nye. White sets it up down the middle for Shook, somehow saved that time by Norville, but we'll call an underhand hit that time around as that one will be called against Nurigal, giving the point to Calvert as they now retake the lead here in the second set.
And that's such a technical penalty against the volleyball team. I mean, it's really easy just to have the hand slip a little bit as you're going for one of those digs.
Norville digs that one out. So now White sends it up for Miller and blocked to the net back over to Calvert. She tries to send it over again as White saves it. And unable to get to that one were Shook or Rombach as that will fall on their side in a favor of Nurigal. That'll tie this second set up at 11th.
I'll tell you what, for Nurigal, this has been the best they've looked so far this entire evening. They've done really good at the net.
Ashlyn Bouyan now to serve for Nurigal. Heminger will dig that one out. They set it up near side for Miller. She slightly taps it over. Bouyan setting it up near side for Kemena, but she'll hit the antenna near side. Gives the point over to Calvert as they take the retake a one-point lead.
And I like seeing that from Miller, that she tried some touch. I mean, usually she's trying to, like, put the ball through the head of the opponent. Nice to see her try some touch there, really catch them off guard. Set up nicely for that air.
And Miller now back to serve for Calvert. Set it up far side for Kemena, but unable to be saved. Missed communication that time. Heminger closest to it for Calvert. Is that fall in favor of the Blue Jackets? All tied up once again here in the second set, 12 apiece.
This has definitely been the worst communication set we've seen for Calvert, obviously tonight, but really in a while. I mean, there's definitely some miscommunication going on out there.
Kenzie Kemena now serving for Nurigal. White sets it up down the middle for Shook, and that one will go all the way out of the gymnasium in favor of Calvert. They retake the one-point advantage in the second set.
They've had a few of those go out that door already. I mean, I'd say close the door, but then I'm pretty sure we'd all be set to broil at that point in here. So, yeah, keep that open, but, man, Calvert's had a way of getting it through that door.
Now it'll be Samantha Wellman checking in for the first time today. She'll go back to serve for Calvert with the one-point advantage, but out time a tad too strong on the far side for the air. Reties it up at 13 apiece in the second set.
And that was a good high buy from Samantha Wellman as she's back out of the game.
Katie Dreyfus now back to serve for Neuerigle. The 5'10 sophomore had 6 kills in their match against Clyde over the weekend. As they set it up near side for Rombach, and that will go down as a Rombach kill is unable to communicate on the passing. That time for Neuerigle. Calvert taking the one-point advantage.
And Calvert, now they need to take advantage of this. You got to get the communication back in order. You have the one-point lead again. Now you got to start building off of that.
Okay, Rombach now back to serve for Calvert with the one-point lead here in the second set. Calvert leading 1-0, and White will send that one over at the net, and she won't even give Neuerigle a chance that time. Adds on to the lead.
Those are really the best ones, you know. We're still going to give him a chance. Just tap it down real quick.
Rombach continuing to serve for Calvert. They set it up near side. Diving save that time by Calvert as it'll be Rombach sending it over and raises off the net but falls right where it needs to onto the side of Neuerigle for the Calvert point. They now lead by 3 in the second set.
One of those few instances where the net ended up being a pretty good offensive weapon for Calvert, actually rolled back in favor of the Senecas.
Rombach continuing to serve for Calvert. Diving save from Bouillon. Bouillon tries to tap it over with her right hand, but just a tad too soft as that will fall back on the Neuerigle side for the Calvert point. Seneca's now on top by 4 as now we'll have Neuerigle taking their first timeout of the second set. We'll take that quick timeout right along with them. Calvert on top by 4 in the second set. You're listening to High School Volleyball and Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI.
Premier Bank is powered by people. People like our proud and strong and wonderfully one-of-a-kind customers who trust us with their dreams and goals. People like our attentive employees who listen and collaborate to consistently deliver the best customer service in the business. People like those in our community who help us make the places we call home as strong as they can possibly be. People like you who we look forward to connecting with at yourpremierbank.com. Premier Bank, powered by people. Member FDIC.
You can always listen to Tippett Calvert Seneca volleyball action anywhere in the world by logging on to WBVI.com and hit the Listen Now button.
To 13 is your score here in the second set. Calvert on top 1-0 here, but leading just now by 4 in the second set here on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI online through WBVI.com. Kate Rombach continuing to serve for Calvert following the Neuerigle timeout. Set up far side for Bouillon as that will be just out on the far side, and that will be yet another Calvert point. They now lead by 5 here in the second set. A reminder, set number 2 brought to you by Reinicke Ford. Reinicke Ford in Fostoria. Get your key from Reinicke. Is that one be just a tad soft on the serve by Kate Rombach. We'll give the ball back over to Neuerigle.
Not sure if it was a tad soft or if she just kind of didn't get everything on that hit. It looked like it just came off a little weird from her hand.
Maybe Aubrey Bouillon now serving for Neuerigle. They set it up far side for Lanacek. He dug out by 9 for Neuerigle. Somehow able to get that one back over. White will send it back over to Neuerigle. Set it up down the middle. Block at the net. White will be the last to touch it. Set it up far side for Laney. Laney's attack just a tad too strong and on the inside. That'll fall out of bounds. Another point for Neuerigle.
Not the best look there, but good job by Calvert actually trying to recover that more than once.
Aubrey Bouillon continuing to serve for Neuerigle. Set up far side again for Lanacek. This time able to get that one to drop down in favor of the Calvert point as Stollard unable to dig that one out for Neuerigle. Back to a 4-point lead for Calvert, 19-15 here in the second set.
And this is a big thing for Calvert. Once they get into a rhythm, they can start running that offense effectively. You have a lot of people that are very deadly from that mid-range.
Mangiola able to get that one in on the back line for her first ace of the season. Calvert now on top by 5.
Nice placement there. That was very, very close to the line.
Angiola now will continue to serve for Calvert. 5-point advantage for the Senecas. And awkward dig. We'll see if New England send it over for the free ball, and yes, they do. White sending it up down the middle. Bit of an awkward pass. Olenicek still able to send it over. Now White back after the pass around. William will send it over, but blocked to the net again by Olenicek on the Calvert side. Send a far side for Miller. Miller slams it down, and Bouillon unable to take that one out. That'll be another Calvert point. They now lead by six here in the second set.
I mean, I know they have more to do with Bouillon trying to go for the dig there and really trying to get low under it, but Hannah Miller just knocks her over with her kill. My goodness.
And Giola back to continue serving for Calvert. Be dug out by Staller. They set it up, and Bouillon sends it over for the free ball. Set it up far side for Miller, and Miller, a bit of an awkward jump on the attack that time, as that one will fall in favor of Neurigal.
Yeah, this goes back to what I've been saying about this set, that the miscommunication, the timing hasn't really been there for Calvert, as that one really well set up, just timed just off.
Sent over that time by Cindy Holman for Neurigal. Lanicek back over from the Calvert side. They set it on the near side for Kemena. Dug up by Mangiola. White sends it over on her own back to Neurigal. Near side sent over by Kemena for the free ball. White down the middle for Lanicek. Saved again by Holman for Neurigal. Sent over back line. Saved by Mangiola. Set it up far side for Miller. Miller's attack able to go as that ball will end up in the stands on the Tiffin Calvert point. They now lead 22-16 here in set number two.
Hey, it's souvenir day here at the gym.
Don't think you get to keep the volleyballs, as that will be the final timeout taken in set number two by Neurigal. 22-16 is your score here in set number two. Calvert trying to take a 2-0 advantage here today. High school volleyball on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI. Online through WBVI.com. Lance Morris, Matt Common here with you today for a chunk of Tiffin Calvert volleyball matches this season. Our first of a handful of regular season matches. Then, of course, we'll get into the postseason time where we, of course, hoping that Calvert has another state title run in them. Two of the last 3 years, they've won the state title. The year they didn't, they fell in the regional finals to New Bremen, the team that ended up hoisting the trophy back in 2019.
Yeah, we're going to be back at the state finals with this team. We've been talking about during some of the timeouts and during some of the commercial breaks that, to be perfectly candid, including last year's postseason, this is probably the worst set we've seen from Calvert in a while, and they're still winning by five. If their worst is still a comfortable five-point lead, that's big trouble for the rest of the state.
Of course, worth noting, this is their first official varsity match since that state title. They did, of course, do some things over the summer, but their first match of the year.
Well, yeah, first official match, but it is worth noting, even though summer invitationals, as the ball gets in for Neurigal for the point, even though summer invitationals, they still seemed pretty crisp. Everything was still going smoothly. So, again, very comforting if you're a Calvert fan. The worst set you've seen from them, they still have a five-point lead.
JoJo Nye back to serve now for Neurigal as they trail 22-17 in the second set. Shook's attack will be just a tad too long on the back line, giving the point back over once again to Neurigal. They now trail by four.
Now, the last thing Calvert wants to do here is let Neurigal get back into this thing. Got to finish it off quick. That's something that you saw last year with Calvert. Sometimes they let them hang around a little too long.
Another set up far side, blocked. It goes out of bounds on the Neurigal side for the Calvert point. And now lead 23-18 here in set number two. A reminder again, set number two brought to you by Reinicke Ford. Reinicke Ford in Fostoria. Get your key from Reinicke.
That's cool that we have a sponsor for each set.
How about that? Is that will be served over by Emma White. Sent over by the free ball by Kemena, but it'll go just too far on the near side out of bounds for the Calvert point as they now just 1 point away from taking set number two.
And that's another thing that's huge about Calvert. I mentioned earlier just their court awareness. She saw that was close, but was going to end up out of bounds, was comfortable taking that risk.
And White serve will go a tad too far on the back line. That one will fall in favor of Neurigal. Neurigal now with a chance to serve once again here in the second set, currently trailing 24-19. It'll be freshman Bouillon back to serve now for Neurigal. So it'll be dug out by Heminger. White down the middle for Miller. Just a tad too strong on the near side. That'll be another Neurigal point, now trailing by four.
And for Hannah Miller right now, she's just putting so much oomph behind him. You see Coach Rombach telling her a little more touch.
Dug out by Heminger. They set it up down the middle. Back over now to Calvert. Hemminger again to dig it out. Rombach sends it over. Dug out again by Neuerville. They send it over on the free ball. Hemminger setting up near side, and White will actually send it over, and Emma White will come in and get the kill, and that will clinch set number two for Tiffin Calvert. They will win set number two by a score of 25-20. With that, we'll step aside for a quick timeout. When we come back, start of set number three here from Tiffin Calvert High School. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic 96.7 WBVI.
If you work in a job that requires repetitive movements, then you could have developed carpal tunnel syndrome. Pain, tingling, and numbness in your hands and wrist can occur in individuals who work in construction, assembly lines, salons, office settings, or other locations. At Blanchard Valley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, a micro-incision approach is available. This procedure allows you to recover quicker and get back to work sooner. To schedule a consultation, please call 419-429-6473. Work again, live again.
Did you know that flushable wipes are not flushable? It may say on the package that wipes are okay to flush, but they're not. Wipes can clog plumbing in your home and in septic and sewer systems. At the Northwestern Water and Sewer District, we know this firsthand by the number of wipes we have cleaned out of our pumps, screens, and everywhere in between. Do your pipes a favor and do not flush wipes. A message from the Northwestern Water and Sewer District.
Schaefer's has been committed to providing superior products to farmers since 1839. In everything they do, their goal is simple: to give customers exceptional products that provide superior results they can depend on every time. This philosophy holds true in their line of Schaefer's crop enhancement products. Each and every Schaefer's product has been field tested and shown to provide significant benefits to the farmer. Give Gary Borowitz a call today at 419-262-8798 and put Schaefer crop enhancements to work for you.
Tired of deciding what to cook tonight? Frickers is ready when you are, with everyone's favorite ribs and frickin' chicken chunks. Tender baby back ribs and frickin' chicken chunks, only $12.99, dine-in only. Take the day off as kids 10 and under eat free every day. And you can relax and let Frickers take care of everything. Baby back ribs, frickin' chicken chunks, and kids eat free at the one place that makes lunch, dinner, or late night easy. The home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Back. Baby back.
Ready to start set number three here from Tiffin Calvert High School. Your side of today's action in high school volleyball. Lance Morse, Matt Common here with you tonight. Tiffin Calvert, a 2-0 lead over New England in the first match of the season for the defending Division IV state champions. And I don't know what allowed that breeze to come in, but please keep it coming, as Lance Morse and Matt Common are both here, and we are both very hot here in the Calvert Gymnasium, as there are a lot of people here. It's hot outside, and yeah, lots of things contributing to that.
Well, I'm fanning you right now.
I'm not
now
trying to complain. I'm just pointing it out.
I mean, it is warm. Not going to lie.
This will be Emma White serving to start this third set off for Tiffin Calvert, as it's blocked as the net combination of Miller and Shook for that point, as they'll take a 1-0 advantage here in set number three.
It is also worth noting that you and I are very much built for the winter months as opposed to the summer heat like it is today.
Factually correct, as White will continue to serve now for Calvert. Blocked at the net. Shook, though, unable to send it back over to Neuerville. That'll tie this third set up at one apiece.
And good defense there by Shook, but just had a little too much of a gap between her arms there. Allowed the ball to come down and really just roll down the whole front side of her as it went down the net.
Ashlyn Bouillon now to serve for Neuerville, but puts that one into the net for the error. Point over to Calvert. 2-1, they lead in the third set.
Ashley Bullion not had the best night serving the ball. It seemed like she put a little too much touch on it, and honestly, a lot of those service errors that we've seen from New Regal so far have been her.
Now it'll be Cecilia Palm in to serve for Calvert for the first time today. He dug out by Norville. They set it up near side for Bullion, dug out by Hemminger. White setting it up far side. Rombach tries to send it over with the left hand, but can't quite navigate that one over the net. That one will fall in favor of Neuerville. That'll tie this one up at two apiece.
And I will say, considering I saw Coach Matt Palm grab the phone and start recording, I do think that is another Palm official relation to Matt Palm and the rest of the Palm family here at Calvert.
I would say that is a pretty safe bet. as that one will be sent over by Kemena for Calvert, and then slammed down on the left side by Cameron Shook. Another point for Calvert. They retake the lead here in the third set.
Very solid job there once again for Calvert. I keep mentioning their play at the net because it really does separate them from the rest of the league. It's just that anything on the net, very high probabilities could go in favor of Calvert.
Back in the serve is Samantha Wellman now for Calvert. Sent over by Nye. Wellman will dig this one out. White setting up down the middle for Olenicek, able to put that one in on the far side for the Calvert point, now leading 4-2 here in the third set.
And that was a good serve by Wellman. I mean, we saw her earlier for a moment or two, and she had her serve go out as an error. It's nice touch, good job overall on that one for Wellman.
Well, continuing to serve now for Calvert. This time we'll go a tad too strong. Another error that time. Point falls in favor of Neubergel. They trail by one.
Oh, she had a good one for the first one. Not a good hit, just a little too much on that.
Katie Dreyfus now serving for Neubergel. White setting it up near side. Rombach able to get that one just in on the back line, or maybe they can't decide who, if they touched it or not, but no, they will say it actually was just out of balance. Point over to Neubergel.
And I'm going to question that one pretty significantly.
That one was close. That one was really close. That one will be dug out now by Calvert. They set it up near side, and that one will fall in favor of Calvert as Laney was the last one to touch that for the Senecas. They retake the one-point lead.
I think the only reason I question that one is very similar to some of the earlier ones we saw. I thought I saw contact be made by one of the new Regal players.
Pete Rombach now back to serve for Calvert, trying to add on to their one-point lead. As it'll be Bouyan trying to send it over on the free ball, but not enough on it as that falls into the net. Point over to Calvert. They now lead by two here in the third set. Currently leading this one 2-0.
That's just not a good set starting here for Calvert.
Awkward dig that time by Kylie Stollard, as that will result in another ace tonight for Kate Rombach, as that will add on to the Calvert lead, now leading by three.
Correct me if I'm wrong, she's got three or four already in tonight's matchup, doesn't she?
She at least has two. That one will be dug out by Ashlyn Bouyan. They set it up near side, but dug out by Calvert. They set it up far side for Laney. Blocked at the net. Back over now to Calvert as White sends it over. Bouyan now setting it up again for Neubergel. Just tapped over and just had enough finesse on that touch, as that one will fall on the Calvert side for the Neubergel point. They now trail by two here in the third set.
I've always thought that was such a great offensive play. You set up as if it's going to be the big hard hit. Just tap it. Just ever so calmly over the net.
I'll be Bouyan now to serve for Neubergel. Lanacek set up far side, able to put that one down in the middle for the Calvert point and the Calvert kill. Now leading by three. As Hannah Miller will check it back into this one, checking in for Cecilia Palm. And Laney will check out and Mangiola back in for Calvert.
And now you're starting to get the closing unit out there. It's kind of like seeing Rivera go in for the Yankees in the ninth inning. Kind of know what's about to happen.
Mangiola now back to serve for Calvert. That one will go just a tad too strong on the near side and go out of bounds for the air. Point over to Neubergel. 8-6 now your score in the third set. And a reminder that today's third set is brought to you by Wilson Tire. Find them in Tiffin, Upper Sandusky, and Kenton. Find them online at wilsontires.com. Now it'll be Cindy Holman back to serve for Neubergel. Calvert setting it up far side for Miller. And Miller will slam that one down as Holman unable to dig that one out cleanly. Another point for Calvert.
And just a quick reminder, this Tiffin-Calvert volleyball match is brought to you in part by Premier Bank and Blanchard Valley Health Systems.
So now to be A.J. Heminger to serve for Calvert, but just a tad too soft on that serve for the error. Gives the point and the possession back over to Neubergel.
I like the mindset there, trying to get some touch in the corner, just a little too soft on that serve.
JoJo Nye now to serve for Neubergel as Rombach was able to dig that, but barely, but unable to pass that one cleanly to anyone else on her side, as that one will go in an ace for Neubergel. They now trail by one in the third set.
And Neubergel certainly trying to rally here and get back into this one.
Nye continuing to serve for the Blue Jackets. Mangiola digs that one out. They set it up near side for Miller, blocked at the net, but unable to get sent back over by Neubergel. That'll fall in favor of Calvert. They retake a two-point lead.
I got to tell you, that was really good defense at the net by Neubergel. Just a little too much oomph on that one, so it may go down on that other side of the net a lot quicker.
And the White now to serve for Calvert. Awkward Pass that time by Kemena, as that one will result in an ace for the All-State performer. Calvert now leads by three.
Yeah, Kemena just kind of got knuckleballed there by the volleyball.
White continuing to serve. She'll go right back at Kemena, who digs that one out, but an awkward save, and they will say, yeah, that did end up hitting the ground, as that will fall in favor of Calvert once again. 12-8, Calvert on top here in the third set.
Another instance where Calvert's starting to pull away, and it's because of some unforced errors from New Regal.
And the White to continue serving for Calvert. 12-8 your score here in the third set. Calvert on top, 2-0. Spillian sets it up near side for Kemena. White will dig that one up. Kemena sets it up backside for Miller. Miller able to get it over on the White attempt. Spillian setting it up backside. Goshi sends it over. White near side. Rombach taps it over and just taps that one over in exactly the right places. That'll be another Calvert point. They lead 13-8. Here in the third set.
For the record, I just felt the breeze for a second there, too. That was truly magical. And Calvert Volleyball also brought to you in part by Cooper Service and Warner Automotive.
Another service ace for Emma White is unable to dig that one out. Cleanly was anyone for New Regal. That one was all in the timeout, and I've neglected thus far to remind you that timeouts today are brought to you by Blanchard Valley Health System, a proud member of the Mayo Clinic Care Network, online at bvhealthsystem.com. 14-8 is your score here in the third set. Calvert on top in this third set and leading 2-0 right now. Lance Morse, Matt Common on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI online through WBVI.com.
Gotta love that .com. Don't give me that look every time I say it. Don't.
I didn't give you a look so much as I...
You mocked me. You did like the little head bob and like yes. You were lip syncing with what I was saying.
That would be more apt.
With the crazy eyes going, like, my name's Lance. I'm doing an impression of Matt.
That is the worst impression of an impression I've ever heard in my entire life.
You know what? I'm going to stop fanning you if you keep sassing me like that. I'm trying to keep you cool and properly hydrated here in this very warm gymnasium. And the thanks I get.
You may be trying to keep me cool, but you are doing absolutely nothing to help with my hydration.
Oh, I've been reminding you to drink your Powerade.
You haven't. Well, one time should, until right now.
Well, then you should drink your Powerade. See,
I may after this serve as Emma White continuing to serve for Calvert. Now leading by six here in the third set. As Calvert will set it up, but they'll call it a double hit this time for the first time on Calvert. Calvert now trailing 14-9 here in the third set.
And while Lance is having his Powerade break here, Tiffin Calvert volleyball match brought to you in part by Frickers Ohio Automotive, Northwestern Water and Sewer District, Seneca Millwork, and the Ropey Corporation.
And you're barely able to dig that one out on the serve from New Regal. Back over to the New Regal side as Boyan sets it up near side for Kemena. Now the Heminger setting it up near side as White sends it over, but just a tad too strong on the back line. That will fall in favor of New Regal. The Blue Jackets currently trailing this one by four.
That's a little too much there. Barely missed it by much, but still.
Ashley Boyan continuing to serve for New Regal. White setting it up down the middle for Miller, but once again, just a tad too strong, but I guess they will say it was deflected by New Regal. That will be a Calvert point.
You definitely saw the ball adjust once it got past, I want to say, number one down there, Ashlyn Bouillon, as it looked like the ball just made a bit of a course correction. Definitely enough to warrant saying that contact was made.
Cecilia Palm back into serve once again in this third set for Calvert. They lead by five. That one will be sent over by Dryfuse. Palm now saving it. White will send it over to New Regal for the free ball. Sending it up. Bouillon sends it over. Heminger digs it out. White will send it right back over to New Regal. Ashton Bouillon sending it up far side for Aubrey Bouillon. And then dug out by White as it hits one of the top part of the gymnasium and has to be sent over by Shook for the free ball once again. Set it up far side for Kemena. Heminger digs it out for Calvert. White down the middle for Shook, and Shook will finally put that one down off of the deflection for the Calvert point. They lead by six here in the third set.
Outstanding job there by Cameron Shook. Great placement. Enough oomph on it. It wasn't too much, but it was enough to make it a very difficult dig for New Regal.
Cecilia Palm back in to continue serving for Calvert. They set it up down the middle, blocked as it was Dryfuse that sent it over as it was deflected. Be a New Regal point as they will have a substitution now as it'll be Sydney Holman checking back in for Brianna Norville.
I gotta tell you, for both these teams, I'm gonna give some credit where credit's due. There's been a lot of substitutions, a lot of rotation, getting that experience early in this season.
Heminger digging it out for Calvert. They set it up near side for Rombach, saved by Nye. Holman has to send it over to Calvert for the free ball. White setting it up near side for Shook. Saved by Nye. Bouyan setting it up near side for Andre Bouyan as they'll call a double hit. Gives the point over to Calvert. Calvert now leading 17-11 here in the third set.
And just another really good set again by Calvert. We saw first set was dominant. Second set they struggled, but they were able to rally. This one's just been a lot more steady. It hasn't been dominant, just very steady performance from Calvert in this set so far.
Well, I'm continuing to serve for Calvert as that will wind up going down as an ace as they're unable to send it back over on the Neuvergal side. Calvert now leading by 7 here in set number 3, attempting to take a 3-0 advantage and take this one here in straight sets as there's some discussion on the far side with the official. Don't know if they were trying to check if maybe went out of rotation or something.
I don't know if you know this, but the student section is informing everyone that the ball is right there on the floor.
And now they will give the point over to Neuvergal, it appears. They're telling Calvert why exactly they did that, but we are not close enough to hear the conversation, of course.
Okay, so full disclosure, I have a homework assignment this weekend of learning the finer inner workings of volleyball rules, penalties, and stipulations.
As you should.
You know, instead of saying as you should, you could have been like, you know what? Good job taking the initiative on that one, Matt. That's why you're one of the best in
the business. I don't need to say that because you just said it.
Yeah, but it's nice
you're
to hear.
You're tooting your own horn.
It would nice.
You know.
It'd be nice for you to toot the horn from time to time.
Yeah, I don't really do that. Cage keeps it out to serve for Neuvergal. They trail by 5. Landecheck sends it over, but it'll be just out of bounds on the far side, giving the point and possession to continue with Neuvergal. They trail by 4 here in the third set.
You know what? If there's something to pay attention to for Calvert, it's the fact that they kind of struggle a little bit on that left sideline in this game tonight.
Matthews continuing to serve for Neuvergal. There will be another Neuvergal point on the double hit for Calvert.
Calvert definitely making some mental mistakes right now. It's really giving Neuvergal a chance to get back in the set here. Oh, that breeze hits again.
Matthews continuing to serve for Neuvergal. Palm will dig it out. They set up near side for Blaney. That one's deflected again at the net, but this time will result in the Calvert point, leading now by 4 here in the third set.
Back to expanding that lead, and if they can get a nice set here, nice point, they can really start pulling away.
Romack serves, and it'll be just in on the back line for yet another ace for the senior. Calvert adds on to their lead.
Again, I'm just going to say, she's got to be at like...
That's at least 3.
That's more than 3. She's got to be at like 4 or 5 at minimum. Like, I'd love to see the stat line from tonight's game.
Back continuing to serve for Calvert. Just tapped over in a perfect position by Holman on the near side. That one will fall for a Neuvergal point as they trail once again by 4. As now Aubrey Bouyan goes back to serve. And now we talk about some of these athletes that are multi-talented, as we'll talk after this serve. As unable to be saved by White, and it will go down as an ace for Aubrey Bouyan. And that'll actually help make my point even easier. You talk about players that are multi-talented. She was first team last season in basketball. She was first team All-State in softball and second team in the SBC River last volleyball season. One of the do-it-all players here in the area.
That's putting it mildly. I mean, that's one of the premier do-it-all players in the area.
That is back over now to Calvert after the serve. White will just tap it over, but in the perfect position as it was Stallard unable to dive and dig that one out cleanly. Calvert now adds on to their lead, now 20-6 here in the third period here, this third set here from Calvert.
And I gotta say, I'm really impressed with the touch that we're seeing from Calvert tonight as well. Last year it was a ton of power, seeing quite a bit of the touch tonight, and that's huge if they can play it both ways.
Unable to dig that one out cleanly will be Calvert, as that will result in a point for Neuvergal, trailing by 3, 20-17 here in the third set. Reminder that the third set today brought to you by Wilson Tire. Find them in Tiffin, Upper Sandusky, and Kenton. Find them online at wilsontires.com. It'll be Cindy Holman back to serve for Neuvergal. Mangiola digs it out for Calvert. set it up down the middle for Rombach and putting that right in the middle of the Nurgle defense. That will result in the Calvert point 4 points away from clinching their first win of the year.
And not to get ahead of myself here, but this Tiffin Calvert volleyball match is brought to you in part by Roto-Rooter. I'm pretty confident we're not going to get to the fourth and fifth set at this current stage. So making sure that Roto-Rooter is recognized as one of our sponsors throughout this Seneca volleyball season.
And now we know why the towel was there. It was finally able to be put in use.
Why was it there?
Because they had to clean up a wet spot on the floor.
Well, there you go. Why else would the towel have been there?
Thank you. Your analysis is just ever so mind-blowing. As Heminger will save that one for Calvert after a couple of volleys. Miller sends it over to the back line and unable to be saved by nine. That will result in yet another Calvert point, now leading 22-17 here in the third set. And that will result in the second and final timeout in this third set. A Blanchard Valley Health System timeout, a proud member of the Mayo Clinic Care Network, online at bphealthsystem.org. 22-17, your score, Calvert on top of Nurgle here on Classic Hits 96.7 WBVI. Online through WBVI.com, just 3 points away for Calvert from clinching their first win on the season.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't have said better if I said it on that one. Though I need to address something. You give me kudos for the bad take that I made a moment ago. But now, you know what? I see how it is. I see how it is at this point. It'll be a long season. That's all I know.
What are you talking about? You point out my mistakes, too.
Yeah, but then I say first week afterwards. Make you feel better about it.
Super Bowl week.
No, we're not doing that again. We're not. We've moved past that one. We've absolutely moved past that one.
That's very debatable.
I gotta tell you, one of the things I'm happiest about seeing, like, some fans in attendance at the student section again, the Tiffin Calvert hot dog guy is back. That's a staple costume of Northwest Ohio sports.
Amir continuing to serve for Calvert. Mangiola able to save it. White will put that one down, and Nye somehow able to dig that one out and then sent back over on the free ball over to Calvert. White sets it up near side for Shook, and Shook able to put that one down as Nye unable to dig that one out on the far side. Now the result in the Calvert point now 23-17. They lead in the third set, trying to take this one in straight sets.
I gotta tell you, it's no secret that New Regal is the second best team in the river. They've done a good job against this Calvert squad. It's been a competitive second and third set.
They set it up camera on the near side. Ends up sending it back over to Calvert on the free ball. White setting it up far side for Miller. Miller puts that one down, somehow able to evade hitting that far side antenna. And is now just 1 point away from match point here for Calvert.
At this stage, one away, most likely going to see things wrap up here pretty shortly.
Heminger continuing to serve for Calvert. Nye will dig that one out for Nurgle. Bouillon sends it over right in the middle of the Calvert defense for the Nurgle point. 24-18, Nye score here in the third set.
And probably the first time that we've seen the middle of that court not really being covered effectively by Calvert tonight.
JoJo Nye now back to serve for Nurgle. Currently trailing this one 24-18, trying to keep this one going in set number three. Dug out by Rombach. White setting it up near side for Miller, but Miller mistimed her jump and ends up falling on the Calvert side for the New River point, as we'll see yet another appearance from the towel, as it'll continue to be with New River as they trail in this one now by five.
And I'll tell you what, that was absolutely because of a wet spot on the court. And I get you're in competition, it's a warm day, there's really not much you can do. But that's something Calvert definitely should look into, finding a way to make it a little bit more manageable inside the arena here.
Mangiola will dig that one out as Shook is blocked at the net, but block goes out of bounds. Point over to Calvert, and Calvert will get their first W of the season here in straight sets today over New River, winning set number three by a score of 25-19.
Oh, they're on their way. That's three straight sets. They made it look pretty effective in the first and third. Second one got a little bit dicey at different spots there, but this Calvert team looks as good as advertised. There's really no other way around. They just look as good as advertised. This is going to be a very fun season for Tiffin Calvert if, in reality, this is what they can do against the second-best team in their own conference.
With that, we'll step aside for a quick timeout and then come back and wrap things up here from Tiffin Calvert. Again, your final score, Calvert winning in three sets here today over Newburgh for their first win on the season. You're listening to Tiffin Calvert Volleyball and Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI.
The Ohio Automotive Supply Company in Findlay is your locally owned NAPA dealer. They carry a complete selection of auto and heavy-duty truck parts, nationally known and locally owned. Ohio Automotive Supply Company. Stop! Do you need brakes, hoses, belts, or filters for your car or truck? Go to your NAPA parts experts with over 100 years of combined service. Ohio Automotive Supply Company on West Main Cross in Findlay, in business since 1945.
Are you thinking about new flooring for your home? Snyder's Floor Covering Outlet in Bettsville is here for you. You can either come to our store or they can bring the samples to you. With many new carpet and vinyl styles and colors in stock, Snyder's also offers 12-month financing and no charge measuring and estimates. Call today, 986-5599. That's 986-5599. Stop in and see our newly renovated showroom. Thank you for continuing to support Snyder's Floor Covering. Snyder's Floor Covering. No job too big or too small. Snyder's does it all.
Need new tires or tire service? Then Wilson Tire Company has you covered. Offering 15 brands of tires and providing 24-hour roadside assistance, Wilson Tire Company can get the job done. In business for over half a century, Wilson Tire Company has three convenient locations: Tiffin, Upper Sandusky, and Kenton. Wilson Tire Company offers mobile services, especially for commercial and farm applications. Check them out on the web for contact information or simply set an appointment from the comfort of your couch. Wilson Tire Company, a trusted partner for all your tire needs.
Grit. The word is defined as having courage or strength of character. My name is Mitch Gardner, and I am the owner of Grit. We are a personalized health and fitness organization that will help you find the strength and courage to become the best version of you. Let my staff at Grit encourage you to get healthy in the right way. It's time to take charge of your health, for yourself, your family, and your future. Grit is located behind Ace Hardware and Bodyworks 24-Hour Fitness of Tiffin. Or reach out via email at grit.training@gmail.com.
MJ Brown Construction Company is looking for highly motivated individuals to join their team. If you love working outdoors with a variety of different projects, then the MJ Brown Construction Company is the place for you. While working for the MJ Brown Construction Company, you'll learn skills that will last a lifetime. Call 419-447-5864 to schedule your interview and start your journey on a new career path today. MJ Brown Construction, a trusted company in business since 1939.
Roto-Rooter is always the first name you think of when you have problems with your sewer system or any other household drains. Tim Munger and Roto-Rooter will thoroughly clean your sewer system, sink, shower drains, and toilets. The Mungers have been serving the Fostoria and Seneca County area for over 60 years. Give Tim Munger a call at 419-435-3360. That's 419-435-3360 for all of your drain cleaning needs. And away go troubles down the drain.
Wrapping things up here from Tiffin Calvert High School, your site for today's high school volleyball action. The Tiffin Calvert Senecas open up their season as the defending Division IV state champions. They come out with a 3-7 sweep over Newburgh here today, winning set 1-25-12, set 2-25-20, and set 3-25-19. Lance Morris, Matt Common here on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI, online through WBVI.com. And Matt, we saw just a little bit of some first match jitters from Calvert. Not too often did we see them, though, but nonetheless, they were able to more or less dominate this one from start to finish. Couple of slight rough patches here and there, but the most we saw Newburgh get up by was just a few points.
Well, in reality, the rough patches that we saw were places that we've consistently, over the last couple of years, seen rough patches for Calvert. They're not really a second set kind of team. It's just historically, we've seen them kind of have a rough go here and there in the second sets, but tonight, even they're at their worst, was still enough for a 5-point lead and a 5-point win within that second set. So, yeah, I mean, a little first game jitters. Not really sure if it was jitters or just a little bit of miscommunication here and there more than anything else. But everything that we saw that, like, technically might be a bit of an issue here for Calvert in any capacity is extremely fixable. I mean, it's communication. That's just going to be time on the floor with each other, getting a better feel for it. You have one new starter having to replace Ashlyn Jones. But outside of that, you saw a good bit of rotation. Coach Rombach definitely using her bench a lot more than we saw last year. So getting that rotation.
This is also regular season versus tournament.
Of course. That's a very fair point. But you would expect, you know, to be at least one or two deep at, or two deep at every position once you get to postseason. We only saw like maybe three or four rotation people throughout the postseason last year. But what I'm getting at is you saw a lot more rotation, which meant a lot more changes in communication, changes in the dynamic out on the floor. And those are things that will correct themselves as the season goes on. And again, that was probably the most arid set we've seen from Calvert in a while, between summer, postseason, and some of the stuff they did last year during invitationals, and they still won by five. So that's if your worst is still better than the best you're getting from the other team, you're going to be just fine throughout the year. But these are things they can definitely work on. A little bit better on the communication, maybe a little bit better floor management with that second unit, because you saw them kind of start. I like to call it the Benny Hill, where they're just kind of running around trying to keep up with the ball. Maybe a little less Benny Hill with the second unit, but that's just going to come with more experience. So, yeah, I saw nothing that dissuades me from my opinion at the start of this match of undefeated and probably going to win a vast majority of the sets, if not all the sets, on their way to a state title this year.
I'll just about do it for us here tonight. Big thanks to Tyler Reamer back at the Tri-County Broadcasting Studios doing, of course.
Oh, he did the Lord's work once again. He does every time.
And we will be back for Tiffin Calvert Volleyball next Monday. We will go on the road as they will go just down the road as they will go to Old Fort for that matchup. We'll have that one live again right here on Classic Hits 96.7. But, of course, don't miss our sports huddle, the NWO Orthopedics Sports Huddle, tomorrow night with Matt and myself from 6 to 7.30. We'll talk with Finley head football coach Stephen Adams coming off of that win over Anthony when they take on Perrysburg on Friday. We'll also talk with Derek Kidwell, the Faustoria football coach, coming off that tough loss to Oak Harbor. They take on Seneca East on Friday. And we'll talk with Chris Algie of the Macomb Panthers as they take on the perennial state power Marion Local Flyers, and they come off of their own shutout win last week over Lake. So great show on tap for you tomorrow, but that'll again do it for us here tonight. For my broadcast partner, Matt Common, this is Lance Morris signing off here from Tiffin Calvert. We thank you for listening to our first match of the season of Tiffin Calvert Volleyball here on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI. We'll talk to you guys next time.